So he continues further in the Maimon in Siv Gimel. In the Maimon Al King, this famous Maimon, that the Rebbe and the Rebbe Rashab said Maimorim based on this Maimon that ended the negative regime in Russia with Stalin or the Tsar. So he says further in the Maimon, we have to understand what it says, Ki Am Ksheyedefu. V'salacht Meish Rabbeinu is telling the Rebishte, because Klal Yisrael is Am Ksheyedef, therefore you should forgive them. Frag the Rebbe, that's not good, the bargaining. Because Yidn Am Ksheyedef, that's why you should forgive them. The Rebbe says we have to understand what's Ksheyedef. Edev, the back of the head is against the Meitzach, which is the forehead, which there is the Ratzon of a person. And then there's the Edev. The Edev supports the forehead, that he doesn't stand for anything that goes in his way. And that's the Din of Akshones. That's Ratzon Shalomayla Mitamadas. And in Avodas Hashem, this is the Ratzon that a Jew has, not to be murdered in the Rebishter Chas V'Shalom. Beyond rationale, like the famous Ayin Yom, a Jew not he wants, not he can't, to be separate from the Rebishter. And we have in it a beautiful Medrash. Medrash says, and the Pasuk in Pasuk Sisam She'edev says the Medrash, Atosovo, you think she'll ignite, that it's something terrible. Akshonis is an action, a stiff necked. But really, it's Eini Elishvach, it's the greatness of the Jewish people, that even though he can't fully understand the greatness of the Rebishter, nevertheless, he has a Rotzon L'mayla Mitam V'Das. And he screams to the Rebishter, he doesn't want to be separated from the Rebishter for nothing. Says the Rebbe further in the Maimon, this is what it said, and anyone that knows more, Chisorin and Pgam, he has a deeper crying to the Rebishter. Why am I separated from the Rebishter? He only does an Aveda when he doesn't feel the godly light, because he thinks Hashem is far from him, and Alufi doesn't see what he's doing, like Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai said before he passed away. He told his Talmidim, may it be the will of Hashem that you should fear him like you fear a human being. So they asked him, that's all, we should fear God like we fear from a human being? So he told them, that's a pretty good deal. Because when a person does an Aveda, he says, Halavai, no one should see me. So Mimele, you're not misbiased by Hashem because you don't see Hashem, you don't think Hashem is looking at you. But Mashiach will come, there'll be the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ayim Bayim Yiru, and we will hide in the caves, for the pachad of Hashem will be embarrassed. We'll be very embarrassed to sin. So even though now we don't see, and still we scream, we don't want to be separate from the Rebishter, it's higher in Tamadas. And this is what it says, Ki Am She'edifu, that we have this strong, tough desire never to be menaget to the Rebishter. So therefore, we ask Hashem the Solachto, you should forgive us, and we should want us and have a desire in us like it was before the sin. Because the Rebishter, since we are Ksheyedef, he should be Ksheyedef with us. Just like we have this strong Rotzen to the Rebishter, not to let anything get into the way, the same way he should be with us. So Ksheyedef, as a Maimon that Tzemach Tzedek, he says Ksheyedef is a very high point in the Yid's Akshonis, not to be separate from the Eibishter for nothing. Amolek is just the opposite. Amolek is the Eimek Ra. The Eimek Ra on getting in the way of this Ratzon for Hashem. He wants to do the opposite. He wants to be totally connected with physicality. And even though he has tshuva, from time to time before, it has an neshama, but this Kashus Eiref, this Akshonis of Amolek says, be quiet, it's okay. And this is Amolek. Like it says, you have the depth of the Kshei Eidif of a Yidzis Kashis in the Rebishter, no matter what. And then you have Amalek that goes against it. Like it says, the word Amalek comes from the word in Parshas Vayikra, Molak Esreshi, he'll cut off the head. Mimul Arpe. The very interesting, the Lashon Al Tereb, Mimul Arpe, that it's against Arpe. It's Kashis Eidif, the Kripa, that is Mimul, against the Eidif of Kedusha. And this is the idea of Orpa. Orpa was the mother, the grandmother of Goliath. And this is Homer Agogi. They go against the Yitz Eref. These are the two Eimek, Eimek Ra and Eimek from Kedusha. There's Kashus Eref of Klipa and Kashus Eref of Amalek. Here comes the punchline. Therefore, Homer made a raffle. Haman said, I'm going to make a raffle which is beyond rationale. Because there is rationale. You choose what you like and what you need. And you have freedom to choose. When there's a gedol, you say whatever Hashem wants. Even though it's against rationale. So it's higher than rationale. And he thought, if I'll elicit something from infinity, where infinity Mordechai and Haman are the same thing, so I will also get, because I gave my desire up to the Goyim, like it says by Kedusha by Yom Kippur. It says Adam put on the two he goats raffles, one raffle for Hashem, one for Azazel, whatever the raffle will say will be. It's higher than rationale. That's why it says in the pasuk Vehemid Hashnei Asirim Lifnei Hashem. Higher than Hashem, so there's no Avedis, because it's very high. Just like Aaron came to Nevi'im Kippur, the girdle to get higher than rationale, Haman said, I'm going to pick myself up like an eagle, I'm going to make a raffle, and I'm going to get from this high desire, and it should be against godliness. And like he says in the next paragraph, because you're talking about this great light of the Rebishter, it's higher than saving Mamale. It's cool. Like it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, Kachashech, okay, no. Like the darkness of Homos, the lightness, it's the same thing. You're talking about Atzmus and Yisov and Shovel Mashve. Light and dark are the same. Then he brings another pasuk from Mishlei Shmo, Mispiyodayim Titofis Bibechli Melech. That a spider, although you could catch it with your hands, it could get its way in into the most secret chambers of a king. So Haman made his way in. And that's why he also says, regarding this level, you've said, V'nobu p'sho'echo matasale, in tzedakto matitale, who cares? Of the mitzvahs that you do, as I'm at this day, but she doesn't care about the mitzvahs. He only gave it to us to refine us, because Elom is anate for smoking. So therefore, since it's such a high level of godliness, where Mordechai and Haman are the same, darkness and light are the same, he could have got that energy. Who cares? Who cares that it didn't work with his kafinis apcha? From such a level, Haman could get. And this, therefore, it says that when you're talking about this high level of infinity, you have to have special assistance that it should come down in Kedusha. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asked Hashem, the essence of Hashem, to be with Kal Yisrael, he right away added, Vini Flinu, that you should only come to Kal Yisrael because it's talking such a high level. So it could come down also to the Neshoim. Like it says the Maimon Chazal on the Pasuk in Pashuk Yisisa Erech HaPayim, it should have said Erech Hav singular. Why does it say Erech HaPayim? Because he's also good to the Rishoyim. And this level, this Hamshoch of Ein Sof, comes down Dafka to Klal Yisrael, like it says, Nishav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wanted that he wanted Yidin Shemekah Dinah B'Tachteinim and Yidin are before everything. And even though that what Jews do is not tefes smokim, because he's higher than it, because he could have rested in the darkness of klipas and brought some light with him. But nevertheless, he wanted that Yidden should do it, and this will be his pleasure, and this will be his dir b'tachtenim. So from this we understand why Haman wanted to bring down also the Sitra Achra from Bisrots and Elyon through Gero. But here was the nest that even from Gero, it only came to call Yisra. So going back to the first question of the Maimer, the Maimer asked, why does he say he called it Purim because of the raffle? The raffle was a side story. It has nothing to do with the fact that Jews were saved. Says the Alter Rebbe, this is the miracle. This is the miracle that this girdle that Haman made did not work, but it came to Afka to Yidin. How did they do it? That from this very high level, that Haman and Mordechai are the same life. How did they get from it to come to Kol Yisrael because of their Mesiras Nefesh for a year? And this is the main joy of these days. Haman's raffle was destroyed. And Yidden got it. That's why it's called Purim Al Shem HaPur, because this is the miracle. That's why there's greater joy on the day of Purim more than any other holiday. Because every holiday, it says in the Rambam, they used to send out from Beis Din guards to watch out that people are not drinking too much. But here there's a chiyuv to be a great simcha higher. And he explains, because Yom Tov is the simcha of Seder Ishtashalos. Like it says, Apostle Kadanenu Tzadikim B'Hashem. Purim is higher than Shem Havaya from Atzmos. And even though from there, they could be ordered Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So it's such a high level. So there you have Simcha Ad LeYodeh, because it's beyond rationale. It's higher than Seder Ishtashalos. Here the Alter Rebbe adds a line. What does Psumei mean? You have to learn secrets of Torah that are higher than rationale. Then the Alter Rebbe says further on this, but before we go further, this is the explanation why this was the Maimer said to extinguish negative regimes. Because this Maimer is talking about that Putin, even though it's such a high level, and also Stalin and all these negative forces could get their life force from. There was a Nes Purim. We all know what happened. I remember hearing from my father-in-law, 1953 was a very horrible time with the doctor's plot. They said that the doctors plotted to kill Stalin. And they had a plot to kill all the Jews. It was a horrible, horrible time for Kol Yisrael. And there was a Nes that from this very high level, Jews were saved. Finishes further in the Maimer. This is what it says. Al kein koru la yomi ma'ele puri. Because later in the Megillah it says, Al kol divrei ageres hazeis. So we have to understand what's the difference from the word al kein and al kol. Kein is I is 70. Like it says in Rashi and the Pasuk, Limnei Shaminu kein haida. Call is 50, so he explains. What's 70 that the Midas have also Chochmah? Seven Midas each have the 10 Sviris in them. Because Chochmah is Yud. That's what Ebelez Ben Azariah said. I'm like 70 because I also have Chochmah and I could lead Klal Yisrael. Then the Rebbe says, so this is Cain and Kol. I guess 50 is 7 times 7 is 49 and one more. So that's the 50, but that's missing the Chochmah Bina. And Kol has Chochmah Bina, because it's 70. Then the Rebbe says what the Gemara says in Megillah, that the Megillah is called a letter, not a Sefer. Sometimes it's called a Sefer. What is the idea if the Megillah is a letter or a Sefer? So he says, it says, Kimu v'kiblu, kimu ma'ashe kiblu kfar, b'matan teira. It also says another pasuk, "Kibla Yehuda Meseshra Achilulah," says by Matan Torah was also a bittul to the Rebbe. They said Nasa v'Nishma. They didn't know what was demanded from them. They said, "Who cares?" And the Rebbe was so appreciated. And who says, "Who revealed this secret to my kids? They should be like Malachim." So they had a tremendous bittul. That's why they also got Matan Torah. What was missing, it wasn't their Mesidus Nefesh, was only because their soul saw, it wasn't their body was changed. But in the time of Achashverosh, they had Mesidus Nefesh, so they fully received from their body, even though there was no revelation of the soul, they totally devoted to the Rebbe should have Mesidus Nefesh for a year. But when, by Matan Torah, there was great revelation, the time in the Megillah, there was great darkness. Since there was great darkness, so there was a greater revelation by the time of the giving of the Torah. That's where the Chumash is called the Sefer, that you write it forever to last. But the Megillah is not called the Sefer, it's called a letter. It's for a certain time, and then you throw it away, the letter. Also, the Megillah, even though it wasn't, they didn't have that full great light because there wasn't such great revelation at that point of history. And then when the Mesidus Nefesh stopped, the light stopped, and it's called a letter. And it's written in the Ariza that he gets, it's called a letter, it's called Malchus. Like a letter that's sent from one world to another world to do Hashem's rots. Like Hashem told the Levonah, go and make yourself smaller till here's the words of the Arizal. So it's Mesidus Nefesh, and that's why it says, Al kol divrei ha'igeres hazeis. Al kol divrei ha'igeres hazeis means it's only a letter. It's only a letter. You don't have such light there. It's ester, it's dark, haster, haster. So that's Al kol divrei ha'igeres hazeis, where it's a lower level of revelation than it was by Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is a sefer. Nevertheless, it says that it's also called a sefer. Sometimes it's called the sefer of Esther. Because even though it's such a dark time in history, in there was a great light, like it was by Matan Torah. That's why Esther asked the Chachomim, Kivuni l'deres, Kisvuni l'deres, make me a sefer. This is the difference between Al-Kain and Al-Kol. Al-Kain is the time of Matan Torah. There was great revelation. And Al-Kol is when there's less revelation by the time of Purim. And like it's explained before, Kain is when it's 70. It's Matan Torah. Chochmah is shining in the Torah. Like it says, Aposek in Mishlei, Chochmah is Bonsa Basic, Chotzvah Modeh Shiva, Val calls the time of Purim, where there was a revelation. So therefore, it's Al Kol. When Chochmah Bina is shining in the midst. Al-Kain is when it's shining, when time Matan Torah. Al-Kol is when it's not shining. Or the Rebbe says you could say just the opposite, that Al-Kol is Matan Torah, like it says, Apostle by Matan Torah, Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nase. And Purim, there was the full acceptance of what they got by Matan Torah. There, it's Al-Kain. Kain means that before they had Kel Asher Dibra Hashem Naseh, Kain means, yes, sir, I will do what you say. Because by Purim, there was a greater light, greater than Matan Torah. It was a great Mesidus Nefesh. So this is the two ways the Alter Rebbe learns. Either by Purim is Al-Kol, because it's lesser, it's called a Negeres. And nevertheless, Esther said to make it a sefer, because hidden in there was a great light, like the Chumash. Or the Alter Rebbe says that Purim was a greater light because of the Mesidus Nefesh. It brought on a greater light. So Purim is Al-Kain and Matan Torah is Al-Kol. But this was the great light of Purim, of the Mesidus Nefesh of Kal Yisrael, that brought about that even from this very high level was the Nes of Purim and Kal Yisrael was saved. Hashem continue always to save Kal Yisrael.